Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome back to another Uncle Hack Podcast. Wow. Numbers are up, ladies and gentlemen.
Numbers are up.
The results are in. We were ranked. That's right. Thanks to you, the listener, the listener out there. You know, we've been really trying to find our groove with this podcast and seeing what we're all about around here and what we're going to talk about on a week-to-week basis. And I think we found our stride, you know? I tried getting political. It wasn't really working. I just like making fun of shit. So that's what we're going to continue doing is just I'll find something and I'll make fun of it. Simple. If you came here for any, to learn something, I honestly feel bad for you. That life has gotten that bad that you look to me for some sort of education, and that's got to be a low I don't really wish upon people, but it happens. You know, at the end of the day, it happens sometimes. You know, I used to think that my father was a smart man, and he's nowhere to be. He left. And maybe that's why I look at him as a smart human, because he's like, oh yeah, you know, I see what's going on here with my son. I know what's next. Like, things aren't looking good. Right? This is, you imagine being a father to this? What's there to be excited about? What's there, honestly, to be excited about? Not much. Which is great. It's a lovely little circle that we play, you know? Like, I'm more of the dipshit. The old man, more of a con artist. Like, my real dad. I grew up white trash. If that wasn't known before you came here. I came up but here's the thing. This is what makes me laugh about growing up is like, we were white trash, but we tried not to be white trash. We tried to class it up a little bit. It's like when you see a fat chick wearing like cheetah print and animal print to like a wedding, you know, like, you know where she came from. When you see a fat girl with cheetah print and like, maybe like that pleather pants, and they try to really, really class it up, and you just like, you're like, oh boy, you are trying hard. Like, you look like you're crawling out of a time capsule of 1984 right now, and you're heading down to a Poison concert opened up by Tesla. That's what you look like. And you think that that's acceptable to come to a goddamn wedding dress like that. I love it. Those are my types of people. And I feel like that's like this audience, you know, you're flirting with, like, you're always just flirting with white trash, or you're some sort of like deadbeat, or, you know, like you're just flirting with the idea. It doesn't matter, you know, like, and when I say white trash, I mean, like, you know, you can be any, like, fuck me, like res dudes and white trash dudes and like hood rat guys, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, like, that's all shades right there. We're covering the spectrum from like pale white to black by saying those three things. We're all shades of brown, you know, we even got the yellows in there. If you were just like that type of person, you understand like what this whole danger cat thing is. You're like, you know what, life's too short to really care about the globalistly, but you still listen to Alex Jones every now and then, and you know what I mean? And like, I feel like there's some guys like nodding like, yeah, I kind of get it. I get what he's saying. You're too dumb to be smart, but you're smart enough to know you're dumb. You know, and you understand that, like, yeah, you know what, I could spend my life pissed off, but I'd rather just, like, argue with my girlfriend about why she threw out the soap container that my mom gave me in 2006, right when I was about to move out. You know, like, It's simple things like that. And that's why I respect this audience. You know, everybody kind of relates to the shit that I say because we all grew up somewhat similar. Not rich, kind of poor, just like, you know, you definitely weren't in the worst position, but you weren't the best. Like, nobody looked at you and been like, man, that's a model family right there. They're really doing it great. And I feel like that's like my family, but we try and like keep things under wraps. It's hilarious to me. Like, I find it so fucking funny that somehow it's like a small town. Like, for growing up in a small town, there's like these issues that your family seems to think that matter, and it really fucking doesn't. Like, you know, maybe like your uncle gets a DUI and everybody's like, oh, fuck, I can't believe, holy shit, we got to keep this under wraps like we're the fucking mafia. You know, like we're embezzling millions and millions of dollars off some gasoline scandal and you got to keep it like under wraps. I think it's so funny. You know, nobody gives a shit, but in a small town, everything fucking matters. It's quite honestly a thinking back to, you know, all the little issues that happened in our town is fucking funny to me. Just dumb shit, you know, you'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Everybody's going to know I fucked the town pump. This is not going to be good. I'm going to have troubles dating for a minute here because everybody's going to look at me like a disgusting animal. That I got a little too wasted, a little too drunk, and I fucked that goddamn town pump. The old bicycle of town. Everybody's went for a ride. I did that. Now dating is going to be a little tough. Small town dating is hilarious. I guess that applies to like big city date. No. That's wrong. I'm going to explain it and then we're going to get into later in the episode of like the confidence of dudes compared to women. And I really like this whole dynamic right now of like the dissecting the problems of relationships and shit. Cause I feel like as you get older, your problems change, you know, like they change drastically. And like as a guy in his 30s, I just recently turned 30 in November. That's right. I spent my 30th birthday in a fucking pandemic. And it was like, you know what? It wasn't that bad. I'll also talk about I started smoking weed again. I feel like I'm in a place like I enjoy it. I feel like I have hilarious thoughts when I'm high. And I feel like I should tweet them out every now and then. I'm not like a chronic or anything. I just like at the end of the day. You can buy, in Canada here, you can buy these packs of like, they look like those, what were they called? They were called like Benson and Hedges 500s or something like that. The really skinny cigarettes that like pretentious bitches would smoke to think that they're being like classy for some reason because they have this really, really skinny cigarette and somehow it was like, I don't know, like it's some kind of like... a play on their personality, it seemed like, you know what I mean? Like, because of they were different, this made them different in the smoker's pit. Like, they weren't just a pathetic loser like the rest of us because you smoked a different cigarette. You know what? All cancer's the same, Tiffany. No one gives a shit. In fact, you're dumber than the rest of the guys that buy, like, king-size smokes or darts. Sorry. You're an idiot because you paid the same price for about a quarter of the cigarette, if not an eighth of the cigarette. But anyways, you can buy joints that are like that. And I was just like, you know what? I went to the fucking weed store here because we have those in Canada. And I just like, hey, man, like, I don't, I'm like, look, man, I smoked weed back in high school when like, no, like when somebody would be like, listen, man, he's got some of that blueberry yum yum. You know what I mean? And like, there was just made up names for shit. Nobody knew. Nobody had a fucking clue. Yeah, we got some of that California Kush coming through. Nobody knew it was California Kush. How the fuck would you know that's California Kush? We weren't experts. We were moronic kids and like some older drug dealer took advantage of that and be like, yeah, this stuff's a little more potent. And maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. We didn't have a fucking clue. Hell, for all we knew, they laced it with coke so that way we'd get a little more fucked up. And you're like, yeah, man, that's the shit right there. Speaking of that, I remember being like 16, 17 and was like, I can't remember what it was called. I think it was called like cocoa leaves or some shit like that or whatever. They called it white something. Oh, man, I can't remember the name of the weed, but I remember someone got their hands on it and it was like, oh, man. And I was so worried in my own head that I would get addicted to cocaine. And then it's funny to me to think like 10 years later, I am just ripping fat hogs off of like some piss stained like the toilets, like toilet stall. Oh, God. Oh, God. It's so gross to think about, but when you're just fucked up, you're like, whatever, chalk it up. We don't care. Get it in my fucking mouth. Or get it in my schnoz. My mouth. But yeah, you're like a young kid and you're thinking like, oh man, I don't want to do hard drugs. I was just so scared of like psychedelics and all that. And like, I wouldn't touch it. I still to this day, like I'll flirt with mushrooms. I'll flirt with them. That's about it. Like, I'm not going on some ayahuasca trip to try and find myself. My God, no. I feel like I'm there. And lately, like, I just, like, got... And you know what? I will say I almost like smoking weed a little more than I like boozing, to be honest. And that's a lot to unpack right now. Like, I just like the fact that you wake up in the morning not hungover. Don't get me wrong. I still enjoy a good Budweiser, a nice ice cold Budweiser. But like, man, to just smoke a joint and kick it and just like sit there and I howl, shit is 10 times funnier. When I'm fucked up, I'm oh man. Like, you know what? Like, you smoke a joint and what? What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to have a good sleep. Ooh, you're going to have a good rest. Oh my God. And food's going to taste better. Getting your dick sucks gonna fucking amplify it. Like the little nerve endings in the tip of your dick, all of a sudden you can feel those again. You haven't felt feelings since 2009. This whole pandemic. Smoke a joint, ask the old lady to lick the shaft. It'll blow your mind. It's a different feeling. It's next level. And if your job's like, well, you can't smoke marijuana, fuck them. Trust me, this is worth getting fired over. The feeling is phenomenal. It's next level. That's all I'm gonna leave it at that. Like your senses are heightened. You feel like, oh man. And like not like once you get over like that anxiety, anxious behavior with everything, it's not that bad. Once you fucking sift through it, like I'm not a person that's gonna be high in public. No, like I'm smoking weed and I'm sitting on the couch. It's like 10 p.m. and by the time I burn out, I'm going to bed. Like I'm not tiptoeing through the day fried out of my skull. Even though I look like I'm possibly coming down off of methamphetamine or some sort of heroin. Like I look like a heroin junkie. And everything okay? You should drink some water. No, everything's not okay. Look around. The fuck do you think's happening here? Yo, everybody's fine. Are you an idiot? Some stupid people in this world, man. And those are the ones I encourage to get the vaccine. If you're on the fence, like, should I get it or should I not? Get it, okay? Just get it, because we don't need you. We've enjoyed watching you wear a mask in your car all alone this whole time, but just get the vaccine and we'll carry on without you. The world is already a little too full, you know? I think it'd be good if the vaccine's going to take some people out. I think it'll be great. You know, everybody's whining and bitching, oh, Bill Gates wants to kill us. Of course he does. Man, look around. Look at the mouth breathers that you see on a day-to-day basis. Wouldn't you look at, like, you look at your neighbor sometimes. When you see somebody sweep their lawn, you think like, yeah, maybe that guy should get the jab. Maybe that guy should get it, you know? That's what you think. Or am I the only one? Am I the only one that's like looking around and being like, yeah, that guy should get the vaccine. He should be first in line. Get the jab. See what happens. Who knows? Maybe your cock will grow. We don't know. We don't know the final answer. It's what's going to happen. But I feel like there's some people we should push to the front lines just to, hey, not doctors and nurses. What the fuck are we doing here? Let's iron out the kinks with the mouth breathers. You know, the ones that, like, you can tell they're, like, long lineage of fucking Neanderthals. You know? There's a handful of people out there. if not more than that. There's thousands upon thousands of them just walking around mindlessly, not a fucking clue what's going on out there. Give them the poke. See what happens. Let's see if their blood boils or whatever. They blow up and turn to dust, you know? Playing with fucking Chinese-made vaccines? What the hell are we thinking here? Giving it to doctors and nurses. What's wrong with us? But that's enough. Yeah, that's enough COVID talk. Oh, what was what were we talking about earlier? I need to bring my notes in here, and I don't feel like getting up midway through this just to go grab a notebook. What the fuck was I just talking about? Anyway, yeah, relationships, that's what it was, and smoking weed, yeah. The thoughts, I think I might start tweeting out the thoughts, because I feel like they're like, I just think about some dumb shit, you know? Like, I was watching Law and Order laying in bed. I know, you old fuck, you loser, what are you doing? Law and Order's gangster, man. Like, that's some funny shit right there. But one of the characters in there was wearing a turtleneck. And you know, like, when you see a guy wearing a turtleneck, you don't immediately feel fear. You know, you feel in like you're superior to that being. The moment you see a dude wear a turtleneck, and then if you throw a scarf on that guy, like, you've cocked him just by looking at him. You know what I mean? You trump that guy no matter what he says or does or how much money he makes or how tough he feels. Unless that guy is just a trained killer, which you probably wouldn't suspect of a man that's wearing a fucking turtleneck. When's the last time you wore a turtleneck? You know what I mean? You don't look at that and being like, that's a good idea. That's something that your wife or girlfriend buys you thinking that it'll look nice on you. You don't want to wear that. And then she guilts you into it. That's that piece of clothing. And then when you do wear it out, you feel like, you remember that scene in Slapshot when I'm going to wiggle my dick at him. You remember that? When he's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I look like some cock-sucking faggot. And he rips one of those. That's how you feel. That scene should be playing in your mind. And you're like, oh, great. Hack's going to get kicked off fucking YouTube and all platforms for saying faggot. I'm just referring to a scene. That's all. But that's how you feel inside. Time for a little ad read. That's right. DangerCatShop.com. Get yourself some Danger Cat swag at DangerCatShop.com. Use the code PODCAST69 and you will get, I believe it's 15% off your order. 15 or 10% off your order. I'll get that number. I can never remember. 10 or 15%. I hope it's 15 because then I'll feel better if you make a purchase and use the fucking promo code PODCAST69 on the website, DangerCatShop.com. Get yourself some threads, brother. Support the pod. It's a great way of supporting the pod. DangerCatShop.com. And if you love the Uncle Hack podcast, be sure to check out our Patreon. That's right. Every Tuesday, you get an early episode. So the episode that you're listening to right now is released earlier, 48 hours earlier. Plus, earlier that day at about 10 a.m. is Titty Tuesday. We promote OnlyFans accounts that it's uncensored content, little tatas to start the day. So not only do you get tatas, you get an early episode and you get an extra episode. So yeah, become a Patreon member and you can become a Danger Dong piss bag or a piss tank or a Danger Dong, where you can be a producer of this podcast. Back to the episode. You know, that's how you feel when your wife buys you clothes. That's how the level of defeat you must feel as a man, where your wife is picking out the clothes. Like, you went from wearing, like, dudes are pretty simple. You know what I mean? Like, you have your brands that you like, and you don't really care about the t-shirt. You don't care about the tag inside. Dudes that care about, like, designer clothes and what shoes they're wearing and shit like that are kind of fucking sus, you know? And I hate using that word sus because it feels like me in my 30s, I'm trying to, like, relate to the younger audience, but I can't think of a word that sums it up better, you know? It's like it's like watching your dad on TikTok. You don't want to see it. It's just like it hurts you inside to know the man that you looked up to once. Yeah, once upon a time, before he started doing TikTok dances, caught a little bit of flame, you know, on the interwebs, and now he thinks he's an influencer. This isn't good, you know. Now the old man's wearing fucking turtlenecks. You imagine that? Looking at the old man, and he's not wearing like his Philadelphia Eagles shirt that he loves to death, or whatever team he's into, or he's got like a Corvette shirt, NASCAR, whatever the fuck the guy's into. Snap-on tools, and then your mom comes home, hands him a turtleneck, and you see him in a turtleneck, not wearing it ironically or trying to make it like it's a gag at a house party or something. He's wearing it seriously out on a dinner date. You'd look at that guy and be like, man, I had higher expectations for you. I really looked up to you as a youth. You imagine that? God, that would hurt inside. It's just like watching your heroes fucking slowly drift off into the sunset. That's what it is. It's like watching, it's the meltdown that's happening with Bam Margera for most of us. You know, you're watching him on TMZ and it's just like, oh, you know, that's my Bam Margera accent. I mean, fuck you, Knoxville. Everybody says I'm pilled out. You are pilled. Like, he's lunatic. He's a lunatic. I do think it's funny that he points out, I got kicked off a Jackass for being a jackass. That's hilarious. But it's like, it's sad, isn't it? It's fucking sad. For the older generations, it's like when Elvis got fat. You know, like he's trying to do all that kung fu shit and his guts busting out of all them dumb like suits that they made for him. It's like when Elvis got fat. That's a good way of putting it, I feel like, in my mind. You're just watching this guy that just like created this whole kind of movement or whatever the hell he was doing. It was like skateboarding, stupid shit. Everything that we kind of embodied in like the 90s, early 2000s, like that behavior back then was like jackass. It was like anti-establishment, kind of punk rock, didn't give a fuck. Fuck you. I'm going to do what I want. And it was all packed into one. And then they kind of like it's hilarious to know that they went like corporate, you know, like they're like, hey, man, you got to be sober, man. But I also get it. They're fucking old, you know, like they're old, man. They're in their 40s, late 40s. It's like it's defeating to see like wrinkled skin and gray hair being like, all right. Hi, my name's Johnny Knoxville. And this is the prune juice butt chug. Down, down, down. You imagine that? That's just like, it's so hard to like wrap your head around like that. It is. It's just like, it sucks to see. It's like watching all your old wrestlers retire. You know, when The Undertaker retired, you're like, fuck, that kind of, like, even though you don't watch wrestling anymore, it was just like, damn. It settles in that you're getting old too, and you like look in the mirror every day and be like, oh God, I'm looking a little more defeated every day. I'm losing a little more hair. And I know that feeling, boys. I'm losing a bit of the wig. I'm getting up there. It is what it is. I also am glad that I'm not really going down that path like some of them gentlemen. You know, like that's a tough one to go down. And I'm glad I found my thing, and I hope some of you out there are finding your thing as well. But it is, it would be tough, wouldn't it? Now, if like getting slapped in the cock for a living, if getting slapped in the cock for a living slowly drifts away, and then what are you left with? You know what I mean? Like the other, a few of them went on to other things. Like Steve-O's got that new podcast out. Knoxville's made $1 billion off of Hollywood, so he's doing okay. Pontius and all those other, like, the B team of the whole Jackass fucking squad, you know, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I think, like, Pontius is just kind of fucking kicking it. Wee Man's running his taco joint or wherever the fuck out in California. I imagine that's not probably going too well if he's out in the state of California. But they tour, do comic cons from time to time. And then you got Bam, who's still, like, stuck in his 20s. Like, I think that whole Ryan Dunn thing kind of fucked him up. It's like, hey, yeah, you know. I'm like, and what the fuck possesses some, what kind of psychopath after you get into like a little bit of an altercation with somebody and like your first initial reaction is to go to Instagram Live? Like, you have to be just like fucking insane. Could you imagine that every time you get into a fight with the old lady, she just thinks like the best solution for this is to go on Instagram Live and start airing all your shit out to everybody? That's lunacy, man. That's fucking wild. Good for him, though. Good for him. It's funny to think to like compare Bam Margera to Elvis Presley, and they're both just kind of getting fat because, well, anybody who is like a major fan of CKY and Jackass, you understand that Phil, Bam's old man, was a huge Elvis fan. Man, it's crazy that you sit and think about this shit. Oh, one thing. Oh, man, here we go. Let's get into the topic of that initially made me want to get into this podcast with, but then we get sidetracked. That's what we do. 24 minutes of just complete rambling. That was all off the cuff. That's that. Hopefully that's some good riffing right there. That's some good riffing. I'm working on it, right? I'm working on it. The podcast, I get good compliments from all of you. I thank you for that. I thank you for the ratings. I thank you for the listens, because we're rising in the charts, and I'm finding the groove with it, I feel. And like the things to talk about that's relatable to like guys my age, kind of in the similar situation. You know, we're not rich and famous or YouTube celebrities or whatever. I'm just talking about the things that I go through in my life and my day-to-day experiences as a dude. You know what I mean? Like, as dudes, we just go about life different. And I seen a video that just really hammered it home. And it was a dude asked this chick what she would rate herself out of 10. And she immediately, right, boom, 10. I'm a 10. If you were to ask a guy that same question, he would sit and ponder about that. Like me, I peg myself at I'm a 6.5. And that's like, I'm not saying that's pure looks. Like I'm going for the whole kit and caboodle here. Like I'd say like I'm a 3.5, maybe 4 in the looks department. But thankfully my sense of humor boosts me. And I think that makes up for like most of my personality, because I can like put up a bit of a smoke screen in front of you, so that way you're like, oh, he's funny. That's what I like. I like laughing. I like feeling good. And you're like, the endorphins in your brain are firing and all these receptors are like, oh, he's actually a good guy. No, I'm a piece of shit. Okay. Deep down, I am just a piece of shit like the rest of the guys that listen to this goddamn podcast. And I just understand that humor can get pussy from time to time. Not all the time. Like, I'm not like some, you know, Rico Suave that's out there just like reeling it in. Like, I'm not drenched in tang. You know what I mean? Like, I understand where I come from, and it's not a fuck of a lot of getting pussy here. You know, like, I understand what I'm working with, who knows, maybe at this point, maybe we get into the future. Here's a thought that I had high. I got to start writing this down, because I think that the premises are funny, and then we'll circle back. Let me circle back to that. Oh, big gob of spit. Wouldn't it be funny if, like, the same people that been yelling, kill all men, you know, like, it's funny to think in my head that the same women that are out yelling, kill all men, and it's just a joke. Now, say this, all right? Say transgender start ramping it up a little bit, and, like, dudes find out and be like, hey, like, there's some positives here. It's like hanging out with my bro. It's like my bro's got a puss and I get to fuck it, right? We like the same things. We like drinking beers. We all have a lot in common, you know? Like, it works out. And then just kind of completely backfires on them, because you're just like, hey, you know what? This is all right. You know, it's like a dude with a pussy. I get a fuck. It's like most of us, like, I don't know about you, I don't really want kids. And that's just like a full-on 100% no kid ratio with a transgender pussy. And I feel like that might bite the whole feminazi fucking... Because then if, like, we're not dumping loads in it, they're like, oh, yeah, but we can have, like, we can build our own babies. Yeah, and we'll see how that works out. Because I feel like you're just going to be reproducing the whole cast of The Ringer all over again. Over and over again. You'd be like, they'll be on Ringer 36, you know, Knoxville's 85, still has a bunch of handicapped guys around. And be like, you scratched my MP3. I guess MP3 players are old. What do we use now? You canceled my Netflix subscription, you know. But that's where the future's heading, and that's what I thought. But yeah, back to dudes. Dudes rating themselves, you know? Like, that guy asked that woman, what do you rate yourself out of 10? She immediately shoots for 10, right? A guy's going to sit there and, like, weigh it out. You know what I mean? Like I said, like, I feel like I'm just above average. You know, maybe 6.5 was shooting a little high. I have maybe like a 5.5. Not full looks. Like I said, not full looks. Like, a dude will give you an honest answer, and then the women are delusional and immediately go for a 10. They think they're worth a 10. You're not. Okay? Humble yourself. All right? You psychopaths. First off, the ones that just shoot for a 10 are usually emotionally unstable, and they think that screaming in a fight, the louder you are, you win. Am I right? I feel like I'm right. And then, you know, like, they never really bring nothing to the table. Like, I feel like those are the chicks that just, like, be like, I'm a 10 right off the get-go. Those are the ones that are, like, fucked in the head. They're, like, they're delusional. They think they're worth more, even though they come from, like, a, you know, like, a welfare background for some reason. Like, they, oh, yeah, no, I'm a catch. You're not a catch, okay? If you were a catch, you wouldn't be in the position that you are today. You're not a great person. First off, if you had a brain, you would have went to post-secondary education and maybe got yourself a good job. Or you know what? Maybe you don't even need schooling. You'd understand that you'd have somebody or somebody that wants to be with you and grow with you. But you don't, do you? No, you got 3 different kids from 4 different baby daddies. And the reason that being because you played all 4 of them into thinking that, hey, this one's yours, that one's yours. And like, they're just like, oh, man, I'm going to fucking, this court battle is going to be a headache. I'll just pay the goddamn child support. That's right. 3 babies, 4 different baby daddies. So now that, like, if you make your income off your kids, you're immediately like a 3. And it doesn't matter how hot you are. You're like a 3. If you're like getting your income off your kids, you're a deadbeat. You're a loser, you know? I say you're a 10, but like, yeah, dudes are just real with it. Dudes are real with it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some guys out there that think they're a 10, and they're probably like a 7 at best. Be like, oh, I'm a 10. Like those hype beast idiots. It's fucking, yeah. That's what, like, irked me. It just, like, I watched that, and I'm like, oh, my God. How delusional are you? But then you'd ask a guy, like right here, 5.5. 5.5, you know what? I was shooting way too high with the 6.5. I'm about 5.5. You know, I'm not rich. So that, like, if I was rich, I could probably say, like, I'm a 7. You know, I could say, like, I'm a 7. But then again, I can pay for a 10. There's some logic here. There's some logic to be breaking down or broken down here. Like, if you come out of the gate and say you're a 10, then why aren't you, like, flexing on the, like, putting your cheeks on the gram and making $1 million a fucking year? Huh? If you think you're a 10, why are you in such shithouse luck? You know? Why are you in the position that you are? Oh, I need a real man. No, because no real man wants to give you the time of fucking day. That's the issue. We be laying it on the line today. That's right, boys. Misogyny will win again. Misogyny will take over, and we will be leading the charge, right? We'll be good again. The fellows will fucking be back in first place feeling like it's just a giant. That we got to get back to being lions, boys. You know what I mean? Like, a lion, lions got their shit all figured out. You know, if that's the thing. Oh, man, I got a lot to say in, like, squish down into sentences. This is where it'd be great to, like, bounce this back with somebody. Maybe in the future we'll get somebody else on the show. Maybe a producer or something, just to bounce it and be like, put him back in check. He's getting a little off the rails here. Yeah. A dude's going to cut. He's not going to cut no corners. He's going to cut you straight. And then it's always like the women that have, like, you know, they think they're a 10 because they do all the, like, they get the lip injections. They go and get a Brazilian butt lift. They have fake tatas, which I'm a fan of the fake tatas. I'm a fan. The fake ass, not so much. The vacuum fucking cleaner on the lips, not a huge fan of. The fake eyelashes, not a chance. When it looks like you just, like, you took a fire extinguisher and shot yourself in the face, like there's that much powder on your mug, not a huge fan. I always think it's funny when, like, it's like big in the UK how a girl will have like a completely orange face and this pale neck, and it just looks like, you know, it looks like you just went with the fire extinguisher right to the mug. And it was like, okay, let's slap some caterpillars on these eyes. And then, like, they draw the eyebrows. Just too much makeup. And who am I? Like, if you think that looks good, but I think you're delusional if you think that looks good. And somebody needs to, like, start telling, like, hey, man, tone it down. What the fuck is wrong here? Christ almighty, if you sneeze, half that shit's going to be on a wall. Like, it's going to look like somebody just, like, if you got, I wonder if it's possible, if you smack them hard enough, would it go on the wall like a painting, you know? I wonder if you just gave, like, one whap, and it would just go whoosh, like some Cartoon Network shit, you know? At the WB. But, yeah, I don't know. Dudes go through life different, and I respect that. And I respect that dudes will own up to it. I think that's great. I think it's fucking phenomenal that men, like, not even men. Man, this is a dude podcast. It's not a men's podcast. Dudes have a different perception on life, I feel like. You don't let the fucking little things bother you, do you, gentlemen? You know what? No, you don't. Because you're a dude. You wake up in the morning, you put your pants on one leg at a time, and you go to work, even though you fucking hate it. You hate your fucking job, but you'll get it done because you just need a couple tokens in the bank, so that way you can go out and have yourself a few cocktails. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with living a good life, living for the good times, you know? Sometimes, unfortunately, we live in a world where money just so happens to matter and you kind of need it to go and do some shit. And some guys out there, aka dudes, will do what they have to do to ensure they have a good time. Couple vacations a year, make some memories, have some laughs, and look at things just slightly different, you know? You don't want to mature to the point where your wife is buying your clothes. Like, that's not even maturing. That's just, like, you're defeated, you know? That's just the marriage is ended. Now you're just kind of surviving together. You're coasting the boat to the finish line, you know? You're just, like, you're coasting in. There's no fun. There's no excitement. There's no white cap and waters no more. You're not white river rafting with the old bitch any, you know? Like, you're putting on turtlenecks and you're going to your old friend, her, not even her friend. That's what we were talking about, dating in a small town. And that's what we were going to circle back to. Fuck yeah. I'm glad that we're talking about this, but, you know, you go to her friend's, like, new boyfriend's place for a dinner party that you don't want to be at. You'd rather be in the basement, sitting there all alone in the quiet, just enjoying the silence, you know, in the darkness where it's just you, the TV. Fuck, the TV might not even have sound on. You know, you just want to look at something and have empty thoughts and just stare into the void. And there's nothing wrong with that. Dudes love their silence. That's the difference. See, a man that's in the once you get that, like, in the middle, you want to be in the middle. You want to be a dude, I feel like, because it seems like men now are different from men back in the day. Like, our grandpa, like, my grandpa was a man, you know, and then, like, you get a generation down and, like, our dads are kind of like, you know, they're still, like, men, but, yeah. But, like, now, like, us, I'm talking, like, millennials. Like, I don't think, like, there's millennials that are, like, men, you know? Like, okay, this is going to take a lot to explain to get my point across. But like here's for instance, you know what I mean? Like your dad wouldn't make a TikTok, you know? Like your dad, if you asked him to do a TikTok, he's probably going to dick around or he doesn't understand what the fuck it is, but he's not going to take it serious. You know, like the internet is still just like this fucking place where you can go put sports bets in. Hey, and he's like trying to convince you and be like, hey, what's OnlyFans? Fucking OnlyFans. Have you heard of this? General, fucking OnlyFans. And you'll play stupid to try and get some information and be like, yeah, the neighborhood girl. She's got one. Oh, really? Oh, fuck. How would a guy find that? You know? How would a guy find that? I was just wondering. Bill was asking me. You remember Bill? He just got a divorce. And he's asking me, have I heard about the OnlyFans? And I just wanted to tell him, I've heard about that. Blatant lie. You know the old man's lying. He'd be like, Dad, I already got it. Here, check it out. Neighborhood girl's tits. There you go. Yeah, I know you always wanted to see him. I know you've always wanted to see him. She's same age as me, you know, 30 years old, just trying to get by. And the old man's going to pitch her $12 a month to see her flicker bean with Adam and Eve's new sex toys or whatever the fuck she's trying to promote that month. Not a problem. The old man should be able to do that. But he doesn't understand TikTok. He doesn't have a fucking clue what's going on. He's not about to become an influencer. We're like now, like dads now are like, huh, look at me and my wife doing a dance together. We can get famous. We can be influencers. Like TikTok is like ruined guys' minds. Like you're not an influencer. Pack it up and ship the fuck out. You're not meant to be an influencer, okay? Shut it down. And I'm like, heck, well, you do TikToks. Yeah, but I'm dicking around. I'm making pedo jokes. Okay, huge difference rather than trying to be this like, yeah, if you wake up and grind, man, you're 40 fucking three. Shut it down. Nobody wants to see that shit, okay? If you were like, you know, if you're Gary V, okay, all right, you win. You're a millionaire and you're doing quite well for yourself, but I don't want to see the dad from fucking Cold Lake, Alberta, out there doing TikTok dances out by the ice fishing shack. You know, you're 40 fucking two. Shut it down. We don't need this. What I mean by what, like the men are different now is like our grandpa. You want to know our grandpa? Our grandpa fucking went to war. Your grandpa fought a war at 16. He's like, you know what? I don't know if I really like these Germans trying to take over this shit. He packed his bags and he went over there and shot Nazis. Now, what's your dad doing? What's your dad doing? Making TikToks. Making TikToks in the garage. Trying to hit the whoa. Out there trying to hit the whoa at 43 years old. Unreal. And you, like, you know, even like my, you know, like our dads, from my generation, like our, the 30 year old's dads. Could you imagine that? Imagine you looking at the old man and dead in the eye and be like, hey, dad, there's this trend going on where, you know, father and son do like, they hit the whoa. What do you say we do it? He'd look at, no, there's a three letter word that he's going to call you. There's a three letter word that he's going to call you. And then right after he's going to say, grow up. This isn't what men do. And I kind of agree with him. And that's okay because there's probably a lot of grown men. And when I say men, like my grandpa, that are looking at what I'm doing and being like, look at this guy. Look at this guy. What an idiot. What a clown, if you will. What a fucking clown. And I don't blame them. But at least, you know what? I'm making a few people laugh and I'm not taking it too goddamn serious, okay? I'm not taking it too serious. I'm not getting into arguments with people and trying to do these fake positivity posts. No, I'm trying to either make your day more miserable or at least get a laugh out of you. My posts, I guess, look at that. And I hate the fucking term influencer. And the fact that our dads are out here thinking they're influencers, that's everything wrong with the world. We need to shut this down. We need to recollect here. That's why I'm glad that this audience is just a bunch of dudes, a bunch of beer drinking dudes. And the only time the phone comes out to record things, like for instance, this is how I know I got a great audience. It's because you guys If I was to go and put a clip of this up, and guys that are just chirping the fuck out of me, if I was to click on their profile, you guys upload like a photo once every 9 months. Like that's, you hop on Instagram just to look at shit. Look at tits, trucks, tattoos, whatever it is, pit bulls, fat asses shaking, whatever you're into. And I respect that. You want to see some dumb shit. And the only time, like, you know, the phone comes out, if a few too many beers get cracked and the dumb shit starts happening, be like, oh, we need to record this. Maybe this will be funny. This will be funny. You never know what's going to happen. Get the phone out. Yeah, fucking record this. We need this on tape. But you don't post it online because none of you are looking to be an influencer. You might take a... You know what most of the photos of, like, the guys that follow this page are? It's, like, of their dog. And it's a shitty photo of, like, the dog, like, turning his head and, like, trying to look back. And it's, like, this group of people that listens to this fucking podcast are not artistic at all. Maybe autistic, but not artistic. None of you know how to, like, take a proper angle or do all this shit. Family photos are a nightmare to you. Family photos are a complete nightmare to you. You lose your mind. And it's like once every, well, some of you take one every year, but once maybe every 2-3 years, you got to get family photos. And it's just like this mind-boggling event that, yeah, fucking, oh, I hate this so much. I hate it so much. That's the feeling you get and be like, why does this bitch want to do this every fucking year? You know, first, she can't get enough of taking photos on her fucking phone. Now we got to pay some cocksucker $800 to do what she's going to do on her goddamn phone. You know, you feel that. I know you feel that. And you look at it and you're watching her just take selfies all day with the kid and all this. And then it's like, oh, I booked this family photos. Don't you have enough? Don't you have enough? Go through your photo album on your goddamn phone. Oh, it's full? Go in your iCloud. Oh, that's full too? Go on your fucking computer. I bet you there's photos. Look at them. The hell are we paying some guy $800 to... What, hang some photo on the goddamn wall that nobody gives a shit about? Oh, we're going to hand them out at Christmas time? Oh, we're going to take a family photo? I hate people that do that, by the way. It annoys me. What the fuck are you doing taking a photo of yourself and sending it to everybody? Nobody cares. Nobody gives... Oh, that's... Back in the day, yeah, because you didn't fucking see everybody. I see you every day online. Oh, your psychopath old lady is uploading every third day something of the kids. I don't need a fucking... Now you're going to mail it to me? You bombard news feeds. And now you got a snail mail me? Put anthrax in the goddamn envelope next time. Let's make this exciting. A family goddamn photo. You upload 9 photos of the kids a week, 9 a week. And now Christmas rolls around and you're going to drag the kids out, take a photo. You're going to take a photo with the photographer, huh? And then you're going to send it. You're going to snail. Hey, what's your address? Ugh. God. I can't be the only one that feels like this. I can't be. I gotta say, like, the dudes in this, I know in America, oh, yeah, if you're listening to this with the old lady, if there's guys that listen to this with the old lady, you know what? She's looking at you right now. I loved playing this game right here. She's looking at you and be like, you're not like that. You're not like that. You're a fucking liar. You're going to look at her and you'd be like, no, honey, no. I love the family. Yeah, no. Not once, I definitely don't think about it at least once, twice a day, what my life would be like without you. You know, like, how great would it be out there just like slinging rod? Maybe I'm in shape, you know, in a different world where I didn't meet you. Maybe if you were on the pill, you know, you remember those days? Remember those days when you said you were on the pill? But you can't say that, right? Yeah, remember that when you said you were on the pill? I got a little too drunk and a little pre-cum came out, shot out a little quicker, and then we had one of these shit rats. And then I got pressured by your father to somehow marry you, and now here I am, stuck, fuck, 10 years later. This is great, yeah. Now I met you when I was 22, And no, honey, no. I never, ever think in my head if you would have been on the pill, if you would have just been on the pill and I left. And that one night in Bangkok didn't happen, you know? If that one night in Bangkok did not happen, and, you know, maybe I'm in the gym. Maybe I'm lifting weights right now. Maybe I'm in Portugal getting my cock licked by two Portuguese hookers on a sailboat looking at a sunset, you know? One's riding my skull like Seabiscuit, and the other one's just ringing up my rod like it's a fucking cash register. And I'm having the time of my life. I'm fucking hailed out on coke. I got a bottle of gin in me, and I'm living life. I'm fucking 30 years old. Maybe I invested in Bitcoin a little early. Huh? Maybe I was reading a little bit more. Who knows? But all I know is, honey, I wake up in the morning. I put on my pants one leg at a time. I head out the door and I go and be the carpenter I was meant to fucking be for your father's company, for which I hope one day he dies and I take over. I'm riding this out. You can't say that, though. That was a very long-winded bit right there. But you can't say that. If you did, what do you mean you don't want to go take photos that we're going to mail to people? Because you're the only sane one in the vehicle, you know, the kids don't really, you know, they're not processing thoughts yet. Yeah, they still have an imagination, and you're going to let them keep that for as long as they possibly can before the world tarnishes their view on it, you know? And you, being the sane dude that you are, you understand, like, a lot of this shit don't matter. A lot of it don't matter. You know, you wake up in the morning, you realize, like, you know what? I just need to do the best I can to be happy. That's the best I can possibly do. And I don't think by going out and spending my Saturday driving out to a empty fucking farmer's field to take family fucking photos in front of the one oak tree that's around here. Isn't that wild? One oak tree out of all the land. And we're going to take photos in front of this thing and pay this guy that I just had to put in 12 hours of my goddamn life into a job I don't want to fucking do just to mail the goddamn pieces of paper to people I don't even fucking talk to. Your family members in Arkansas are going to get this mailed to them. And it deeply irks me to know that I put time of my life into a job I don't want to be at to earn money that I don't really care about to pay for this. And here we are. Here we are, just traveling down. But again, can't do that. You're just driving, you know. You got the Suburban full of kids. You're driving, and all you want to do is just tote down the road. Tote down the road. But no, you got squawking in your ear of a bunch of yes or no questions that you don't really want to fucking answer. You're like, yeah. For all you know, you just agreed to renew your mortgage for all you fucking know. You have no idea what you just agreed to. You just agreed to 3 dinner parties that you don't want to go to because you're just focused in your own thoughts. You're thinking about, like, Jesus Christ. Why did they start Koskinen in net last night when the save percentage is tremendously lower than Mike Smith's? You know, you're thinking to yourself, I wonder why they decided to screw Bret Hart over in Montreal and didn't just, like, wait that out. And why was Shawn Michaels really in on it or not? Was the Montreal screw job really that well planned out? You know, you're thinking about shit that really doesn't matter, and you just signed up for a bunch of more shit that you don't want to do. Because that's just life of being a dude, you know? That's just life of being a guy. Life of a dude. It's a good life. It can be difficult at times. Like, there's tons of shit that me and you probably disagree on. But you know what? We know what we can all agree on is cracking a few cold ones with the boys is the best way to just forget the week. and not going out to an empty farmer's field in the middle of fucking July or middle of October, sorry, after harvest. We're not going out there during harvest. After harvest, and we're going to go take family photos to mail to everybody. Isn't that nice? Oh, God, isn't that nice? And you think to yourself, like, what kind of psychopath am I with here? Yeah, I could have been in Portugal. Had Portuguese hookers ride my face like Seabiscuit. Like, it's just a last quarter turn, taking it to the home stretch. And she's just she's deliberately trying to break my nose with her pelvic bone. But, one night in July, early 2000s, I fucked up. Or late 2000s, I fucked up. And here I am. I got a fucking 5-year-old kid. Fuck. Here I am. I'm joking. I'm making, obviously, fatherhood, it's a fascinating thing, isn't it? I can't wrap my head around it. I'm like, it's tough for me to look at some gentlemen that I grew up with. That's like the main thing for me. It's so difficult for me to look at some of the gentlemen that I've grown up with, and I've watched them do some of the stupidest shit I've ever seen, and I got to watch them like wipe tomato sauce off a kid's face and be like, "Hey, what are you doing? You can't throw sand in your sister's face. What the hell is wrong with you?" And be like, "Well, I don't know. He's got your DNA. I mean, he's not. His engine isn't revving at its full limit. Like, let's be real here. Like, he's idling in first gear all the time. Like, that's where his mind is. Barely getting by. I mean, your DNA is in that thing. And you're looking at it, you're like, and you're upset that this kid can't fucking function at a higher level. I mean, you produced it, Christ almighty, and you shoved your cock in something even dumber than you. You know, you think what? You're going to mash two morons together and make the next Bill Gates, and that's your meal ticket out of here? Like, come on, let's get with the program. Let's think about this a little bit. You out of your mind? You were a moron growing up too. You think that you have some magic wand between your legs that's just going to produce athletes and scholars? Come on, man. Like, let's get it together here. Let's rewind this back 10 years ago when me and you just first got into the bar, you know? Like, and we were being the morons that we intended to be. That's that. That's what that's growing up to be, you know? But that's like here, for instance, remember, you got to look at him dead in the eyes and be like, remember that night? And then insert story. Remember that night? And he's like, yeah, crazy night. Goddamn, was that fun. How we didn't die, that's always the follow-up. How we didn't die, I don't know. How we didn't die. But meanwhile, it's always like some story that you're like, there's like a fucking 98% survival rate on what the hell we just did there. Like, we're not that crazy, but you like to think that everybody likes to fucking just like go back in the past and, remember your past, like how we didn't die. Well, yeah, no, we weren't robbing banks. We weren't getting into gunfights with, ISIS, you know, like we weren't doing any, we were drinking excessively and then just like kind of falling around in the streets and getting into fist fights. Like it was nothing out of the, it wasn't a irregular activity here. Like this is very normal for young men to go out and do that. And like the overconsumption of alcohol, pretty fucking normal, you know? And we're not going to say, like, let's not sit around and act like we were the craziest fucking sons of bitches on the planet. I've got a few stories underneath my belt, which came after life. After that life that I had down there, you know, like let's just tone back. Like everybody, that's like, it's like when everybody goes to Vegas, you know, like, oh, Vegas isn't ready for us. It'd be like, listen, yeah, they, it's designed for fucking morons like you. You're gonna come down here and spend all your money. This city is Vegas. Are you ready for this? Oh, what? Oh, really? Oh, they're not ready for you to pay $30 for a can of Bud Light? Ooh, I bet
you know what, Chad? We're shaking in our boots down here. God forbid, don't get out the American Express. We don't want that. Ooh. Oh, you're going to only play $3,000 on the fucking blackjack table. Ooh. Yeah, we're not ready. We don't have dealers ready for you and your fucking frat brothers. Huh? You know, we're under capacity. Like, that's it. That's always funny to me. That dudes will listen to me over here. Jesus, spit it out, Junior. Like, that's the funny part to me. Is like, that's what you latch on to as a guy. That's the last bit of life that you had, you know, until the kids move out and you can continue on, like, you can pick up where you left off. And that, like, that classic midlife crisis, and be like, I don't know, the old man bought a Harley. I don't know why. Jesus Christ. He doesn't even know how to ride a fucking bike. He's going to be out here and go out and wild hog around fucking Western Canada for some reason. He's losing his mind. I can see it. Christ almighty. Like, I'm not married and I don't have kids, but I can see why guys go fucking bananas sometimes and just be like, oh God, Jesus Christ, I'm going to blow all my life savings on a goddamn Corvette. I think I'm going to do it. You know, I need to live a little. I need a little fucking shot of adrenaline. And I don't blame guys for it. You know, like, yeah, you were a tiger in the wild at some point. You know, you were just this masculine piece of meat. You're out there, you know, you're out there fucking and you're drinking like a goddamn animal. You're revved up all the time and you thought that you were going to grab life by the balls, but then life did grab you by the balls and it just yanked you back into your seat and be like, hey, time to calm down. All right. You knocked this lady up. Time to put a ring on it. Time to start wearing turtlenecks. Huh? What? We're to the turtleneck stage already? We're already there? No. And then, boom, midlife crisis. Get a Harley. 19 hookers in Vegas. You know, something crazy. You're like, fucking peg me. Peg me. Get me a femdom. And I want her to peg me. I need something. I need to feel feelings. I need some adrenaline. I need some sort of, like, I need to amplify my behavior and go out and be a goddamn animal just for one weekend, like we were talking in the last episode. And that's where the midlife crisis kind of comes in. It starts stacking. Oh, we're going to Todd's house for dinner. Ooh. Oh, guess what? My sister wants to invite us over for Chasen's second birthday party. Oh, God. It's just adding to it. Oh, it's just God. Oh, God. Oh, we got family photos this Tuesday. Okay, so make sure you get off work early. Adding to it. Oh, honey, I want to renovate the kitchen for the third time. You know, like, I see that our savings are getting up there. And I just thought that we could possibly... I really like these countertops that Susan got in her house. I like those. And it's really hard to keep up to these people because I'm not the one out earning the wage. And then 40 hits, like maybe like 35, 40. And like, you're just like, oh God, you start thinking about the past. You're like, oh man, I was slaying pussy. I was skinnier. I had muscle. I was an athlete at one point. And look at me. I'm a fat fuck. I'm a fat fuck. I'm just sitting here. I haven't seen my cock. I have looked down and I have not seen my cock in 5 years. I used to be, you know what? I used to walk around and my mustache just had this stench of pussy all the time. All the time. And here I am. I'm just like a shell of myself. I can't get 5 minutes of peace down in the fucking basement just to watch the hockey highlights or football highlights. And then that's when kaboom happens. And you go and you just run wild for a bit. You fucking spread your wings. You're spending some money. You're going out getting fucked up. And I understand it. And that's why you're here. That's why. Yeah, you know what? You come here for that reassurance of, like, you're getting
everything done. You know, I went through my bullshit and I feel like I'm like piecing it together, and I'm like got a handle on everything. I'm also not a raging alcoholic that's snorting coke up fucking at least two nights a week, you know, every weekend. Oh, perfect. Friday's rolling around. Get us a ball, baby. I'm not piss loaded drunk every weekend. I'm smoking a little weed now. Smoking a little weed, looking at the funny, trying to crack some jokes. That's it. That's all. And we thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Numbers are rising. Remember, brother, put a little review in the bottom. Oh, yeah. Put a little review for the boys on iTunes. Let them know that, hey, this is the Dude Cast. We talk about dude problems, sex, relationships, pop culture, all that shit that guys are talking about. Shop talk. Except I'm just talking to myself, and you, the listener, tune in every now and then to be like, what is this lunatic up to? Let's see if he's right about anything. If I'm feeling the same way he is. And this is the way we express ourselves. We're just like hardcore sexual energy that we just want to eat pussy like a goddamn savage. You know you love eating pussy if you almost suffocate on it. You know what I mean? Like, you know you love eating some snatch if you go down and like you all of a sudden you like pop up and you're and then like you just like kind of have this animalistic feel to you, and you're like, and you look like you know when you watch like Animal Planet and there's like hyenas just on this antelope, and then like every now and then they pop up and they're like looking around and they've got that taste of blood. You remember that? And I hate the first thing that pop into my brain is like like that when the hyenas just like munch down, or it's like Finding Nemo, you get a sniff and you're like, just one bite, like the shark that gets that smell of blood, it goes right through his, oh man, you see his eyes turn black, and like you know you love eating pussy when that happens, when you're just like almost fucking suffocating. That's the difference of like a pussy eater and a pussy eater. Okay, oh, he liked that. But yes, tune in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. If you want another episode, join the Patreon.